morning, and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. You've probably heard about Hilton Hotels. They are one of the premier brands of hotels around the world, and it is a huge chain. Well, this entire group of hotels was founded back in the mid-1900s by a man named Conrad Hilton, who not only had a great mind for business and a drive to build a great chain of hotels, he was also a committed Christian, committed not only in his faith and his words, but committed to helping people around the world. He was born in 1887. His father was an astute businessman, and his mother was a faithful, God-loving, praying Christian. It is said that his upbringing was a tug-of-war between his mother, who was constantly insisting that he learn his prayers, and his father's assertion that he work very hard. Well, he actually grew up with both of those values. He became a strong supporter of the church and a faithful disciple of Christ. He learned what it meant to be a Christian, and he built his businesses on those values. But he also did it with a mind that was focusing on a goal, a dream that he had within him. He once said, "To accomplish big things, I am convinced that you must first dream big dreams." Most people talk about having a dream. They talk about having a vision, having a purpose, having a direction. He said, "What I am speaking of is a brand of imaginative thinking backed by enthusiasm, vitality, and expectation to which all men may aspire." In 1931, the Great Depression hit, and while other businessmen were committing suicide, Conrad continued to dream. He recalled one night when his mother, hearing how businessmen were committing suicide, she went to visit her son. When she entered her son's office, she saw him bowed and depressed. She said to him, "Some men jump out of windows, some quit, some go to church. Pray, Conrad, pray harder, and don't you dare quit." And he didn't quit. His first big hotel purchase was the Waldorf Astoria, and from there the number of hotels that he owned continued to grow and grow and grow until they became the vast Hilton Empire. But along the way, he never lost his sight of God and his faith in God. In 1944, he established the Conrad Hilton Foundation, a foundation that continues on. The funds from this foundation were given primarily to Christian ministries, to help missionaries and outreaches, supporting families and children in poverty, for health care and education around the world. In the first 5 months of 2020, they gave away over $13 million to these ministries and outreaches. His legacy is not only one of great hotels, but of personal impact to people around the world. In 1952, he became a member of the U.S. Congress, and he, along with some friends, initiated the U.S. Congressional Prayer Meeting. It's said that he became an evangelist of sorts, and in his public speeches, he promoted faith in God as the foundation of the United States. In one of his public speeches, he had declared, "Man possesses human dignity because he is made in the image and likeness of God." He said, "In the struggle for freedom at home and abroad, our greatest weapon, both a sword and a shield, will be our love of and faith in God." He later on wrote a prayer, which became known as the Hilton Prayer, which has been circulated all around the world. "Our Father in heaven, we pray that you save us from ourselves. The world that you have made for us to live in peace, we have made into an armed camp. We live in fear of war to come. We are afraid of the terror that flies by night and the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence that walks in darkness and the destruction that wastes at noonday. We have turned from you to go our selfish way. We have broken your commandments and denied your truth. We have left your altars to serve the false god of money, pleasure, and power. Forgive us and help us. Now darkness gathers around us, and we are confused in all our counsels. Losing faith in you, we lose faith in ourselves. Inspire us with wisdom, all of us, of every color, race, and creed, to use our wealth, our strength to help our brother instead of destroying him. Help us to do your will as it is done in heaven, and be worthy of the promise of your peace on earth. Fill us with your faith, new strength, and new courage, that we may win the battle for peace. Be swift to save us, dear God. before the darkness falls. Amen. May his prayer be our prayer too. Now, I didn't spend any time today talking about Comrade Hilton's trials and challenges in his life. There were failures along the way, many of them. But what I want us to look at and remember is that despite all of his failures, here is a man who leaves a tremendous and powerful legacy behind him based upon his faith in God and his desire to work and be the very best he could be. That's a good challenge for us all. Be faithful and work hard and let God use us. I hope you have a great day, everyone. Enjoy it. Be blessed. And we will talk again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.